We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei Amar Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top, on the fifth line from the top of Chaf Hei Amar Beis. It said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says that Ein Madlikin Be'itron Me'Prei Kovet Shabbos. You can't use a certain oil that comes from tar on Shabbos for Shabbos candles. Why not? Because of Kovet Shabbos. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean Kovet Shabbos? Why isn't it Kovet Shabbos to use itron? My timer, Omarova, Matoich Sharechira, since it smells very bad, there's a problem. Xero, Shemianachanov Yetze. Maybe the people by the Shabbos Suda are going to leave. They'll go into a different room to eat. They'll go into the kitchen to eat where it's dark. Because it smells so bad, they're not going to want to stay there. Omle Abaya Vietze. So what's the big deal? Let them go into the kitchen and eat. What's the problem? Why do I have to eat the same place where the candles are? Because I hold that to have the Suda Shabbos with a ner is a chayva. And Rashi explains, because the Gemara in Yuma says that the best way to eat is when it's light. You see your food, geshmak. So therefore it's covered Shabbos to eat the Suda in the right way. So if you go to a different room, you're not going to eat the Suda with the light. And that's not covered Shabbos. And we were masakin, Chazal masakin, Hadlokas Nevi Shabbos Chayva, in order to eat the Suda in a Choshev Oifen. In a Choshev Oifen, to eat it by the candles. This Gemara sounds like the reason is not Shalom Bayis, the reason is it's Kovet Shabbos. And there's a lot of Torah in the Achronim that there's really two dinim for every Hadlokas Nevi Shabbos. There's Kovet Shabbos and Shalom Bayis. So here Gemara is saying that if you light with this bad smelling fuel, you're going to have to leave the room. If you have to leave the room, you're not going to eat the Suda by the Neiris, and that's not Kovet Shabbos. Dor of Nachman Rav Zavda, Amram Milo, Amram Nachman Rav, Amram Rav, Hadlokas Nevi Shabbos Chayva. Hadlokas Nevi Shabbos is a Chiv. Rechitzes Daim V'Raglayim V'Chamin, and washing your hands and feet with hot water, Arvis, which means Erev Shabbos, is Rishos. That's if you want. Vani, Rav Nachman himself says, Vani Oimer, Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it. And that's what we're Paskin, that's a mitzvah to wash your hands and feet and even your face, Becham and Erev Shabbos. My mitzvah. Mor explains now what's the details of this mitzvah. This is the minig of Rehuda Bar Eloi. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, they brought him a big bowl, a big bucket full of hot water. He washed his face and his hands and his feet. And he wrapped himself with a talis. Like a melech. He looked like a malach Hashem tzavokos. And in halacha, it speaks out these days that the raglov, you don't have to, wash your feet because we don't get our feet so dirty. We don't walk barefoot. But upon him, you have to wash yourself with chamin. And it says that was his minig. He washed up with chamin and he wrapped himself with tzitzis. And the Talmidim who are wearing their sadinim are made out of pishtun, made out of flax, of linen. So the Talmidim mechabim mimenu kafik susam, they were hiding their corners because they didn't have tzitzis on it. They didn't have tzitzis on their linen cloaks. Why not? Because they held there was a shayla of kalayim, a shayla of shatness. You know, a mix wool tzitzis are wool. And the beged was linen. And now a mixed linen and wool, that's called shatness. So therefore, they didn't put tzitzis on it. Or Rehuda really had tzitzis because he held that it was mutter to put shatness on tzitzis. Because next to the pasuk of tzitzis, it says, l'silva shatness, the first pasuk, then gdilam tasalacha. And we dash from there that it's mutter from a smuchim, from the pasuk next to the latter half, shatness by tzitzis. So Tamidim didn't, but Tamidim didn't hold to that. Then they were embarrassed that they weren't wearing tzitzis, so they hid the corners. Amalahem, so you didn't realize this. Said Banai, lekach nisi lechem, didn't I teach you sadin b'tzitzis? A linen clothing need tzitzis. Beisham, no, sadin tzitzis. This is everything wrong. Sadin tzitzis. Sadin that does it have the zechiv tzitzis? Zechiv tzitzis. Beisham my patron. Beisham was part. I told you. I passed into you. Halacha is good. So why aren't you putting on tzitzis? Beisham attack holds we don't darshan smuchim, and therefore he holds the problem of shatness. But we hold like Beis Hillel. Halacha to Beis Hillel holds that we do darshan smuchim, and therefore you could put on wool tzitzis, they're not worried about shatness. So why in the world didn't you put tzitzis on your beged? These Talmidim held that there was a gzeira because of ksus laila. That if you allow to put make tzitzis b'shatnes, sometimes you're going to have a beggar that's not really chayiv in tzitzis. And there, if you put on shatnes, then you're over shatnes. What's an example? Ksus laila, pajamas. Pajamas, if you're wearing pajamas that have four corners, you're not chayiv in tzitzis, according to one man the other. And obviously, we're going with that man the other, like Taisa speaks out. They can't wear, so it's not chayiv in tzitzis. If you put shatnes on that, then it's over shatnes, because it's not mitzvah tzitzis. So therefore, they were guys not to go like Beis Hillel. And they wore begotten without tzitzis. Aye, Rashi asks, what do you mean? How can you do that? The Rashi says, it's a mitzvah tzitzis. So Rashi answers, that Bezdin could be oiker dovim in a Torah by Sheval Taisa. Bezdin could eradicate something it did in a Torah if it's not doing a maise, you're just not doing something. And here they held it was worth it because there's a kamta gzera of wearing shatnes shaloi b'makom mitzvah, which is a lav. So that's kind of the Gemara. The Gemara is coming out from here that there's a mitzvah in there, Shabbos chayva, and there's a mitzvah that's chayva, and there's a mitzvah to wash your hands and feet becham, and that's not called the same level as chayva. It's not the same level as chayva. Chayva is a stronger level of a mitzvah. And Tosfos handles that do you make a bracha on a chayva because you find mayim achronim chayva, you don't make a bracha. Taisa is not doimer to the mayim achronim, and of course by adlokas there make a bracha. Mashenkin, but a mitzvah of washing your hands and feet for Shabbos, you don't make a bracha on that. So the Gemara, the more of the darshan of psukim that shaykh is adlokas there. It says in the pasuk in Eicha, "Batiznach mishalom nafshi, l'shisi toiva." It says our nefesh is far from shalom now, and we have forgotten the good. What does that mean? What does it mean? We are far from Shalom. When they went into Golos, they didn't have any money, nothing. And they didn't have money for Adlokas Ner Shabbos. That's what it means. You made us far from Shalom, because Shalom Bayis refers to Ner Shabbos. What does Shisi Taiva mean? What does it mean we forgot the good? The Gemara has a few pshat in that. Amar Yirmiya, Zubei Samarchitz. They didn't even have a, when into Golos, they didn't have a base of America. They had no place to wash themselves. It means washing your hands and feet in the hot water. Some take out Rav Yechonam because it's really the same shot. This means a nice bed and nice linen on it. Kelim Noam here means linen. This means a nice bed, the isha mikushetas to mitachamim, and an isha that's mikushetas, that's made up for to mitachamim, which the Rashba explains. Mikushetas means a lotion of good midos, like it says kshayt atzmichot chila, which is lotion of, and that's lotion mikushetas atzmichot to mitachamim. That means a talmud chacham wants his wife to be ma'isim toivim aruuyel talmud chacham. And that's what it means, the Shisi Taiva. All these Taivas are, we have Beis HaMerchitz, we have a Mitanah, and we used to have a Mitanah and a Isha with good Midas. So now the Gemara is explaining what's called the Asher. Who is the Asher? Tana Rabbanan. Is the Asher? Who's a real Asher? And Rashi explains that what's an Egeya? And the Nafmina is to try to attain that level. That's why it's Nafmina. Telling you Asher, we know Asher is a good thing. And you have to know what an Asher is in order to try to attain that level. So, Eizah Asher. Kol Shiyasher Nachas Ruach Vashrei. Anyone who is happy with what he has. Basically, like it says in Mishnah and Ovis, Hasameach Bechelkoi. Anyone who is Sameach Bechelkoi, that's called an Asher. The Rav Meir. Kol Shiyasher Nachas Ruach Vashrei. The Gemara goes right. This is Simon Memtas Kuf Samach, which stands for Rav Meir, Rav Tarfon, Rav Akiva, and Rav Yasi. And the way the Mashal learns that the next few things are telling you that to explain you that really the main thing is to be happy with what you have. Because Rav Tarfon says, what's called the Asher? Kol Shiyasher Me'ah Krom, he has to have 100 vineyards, or Me'ah Sadas, 100 fields, or Me'ah Avodim Shoedim Mehem, and 100 Avodim that work in these fields. And the Mashal explains, this is teaching us that a person who wants money will never have enough. And therefore he's saying, oh, you want to be rich? You need 100 buildings in Manhattan. Basically, not Negev. And trying to tell us, stick with Rameh's cloud that Kol Shiyasher Nachas Ruach Ba'Ashrei, that's called a real Asher. That's Rav Tarfon. Rav Akiva, Kol Shiyasher Isha Na'a B'Maisim. A real usher is someone who has a wife who is na'ah b'maisim. Because, like the Mashal explains, that one of the reasons why a person wants to become rich is because he wants to take care of his wife's needs. You know, his wife wants a lot of things, and he wants to get, you know, nicest jewelry, nicest everything, nice house. So he wants to take care of his wife's needs. It's like Dr. Akiva, it's never going to happen. You're never going to make your wife happy. And therefore, the way to become an usher is because she actually isha not of a ma'isim. If your wife is not of a ma'isim and she doesn't need so much, that's the best. That's the most. That's the biggest usher you can have. Rabbi Yisrael, because she actually beis hakisei samuch l'shacharei. Anyone who has a beis hakisei next to his table, which means that before he eats, he has time to. He has a chance to be able to go to the bathroom. And again, Mashal explains over here because there's not health. You can't buy health. There's nothing like health, and there's no money that could buy health. And therefore, you know, it makes a difference if he has a lot of money. If he doesn't have health, he's not called an usher. So someone who has a basic kisei next to his table, that's we learned the Gemara already in Brachas, that's good for health. And therefore, that's the best way to be an usher. So the Gemara Vaita, we'll go a little bit back to the halachas of Neiros. Tanya, learned in a brisa. Rav Shimon Lozo Eimer, Eimer Adlikim V'tzori. You can't light near a Shabbos with tzori. Tzori is something comes out of a tree, and we'll see later on tomorrow, it means Shemen Afarsamayin, which is like balsam oil. It's something called a balsam tree. And the liquid, the lachluchis, the condensation that comes out of that tree, it's called tzori, and that burns, but you shouldn't use that on Shabbos. We'll see why in a second. My time, what's the reason? Since it smells very good, it has a very good smell, this balsam oil, gzeira, shemi estapik, maybe shemi estapik menu, maybe you're going to say, oh, oil is good, maybe I'll use it for my salad, and take out of it while it's burning, and that's a isser of mechabe. The Gemara says in Beya, that if you take some oil out of a candle while it's burning, that's called mechabe. And so it's a mechabe, it's a kibuy, it's of extinguishing. And therefore we said don't light on Shabbos, because you might take some of it for yourself. Omle Abayis, Abayi tells Rabba, is that the reason? Lema mar preshu off. Why is the reason is because off literally means flying, because the flame flies and it can hit the wall and blow up. When you have this balsam, it like jumps all over the place and it can make a fire. That's why you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. So Gemara Chada va'oid ka'amar. Chada, first of all, you light a place off because it jumps off and can make a fire. Va'oid gzeira shem yistapik menu. Also, it's a gzeira, maybe you must take from it and be over mechabe. And Tosfos really asks over here that if it's a fire hazard, that even the weekday, like the Gemara earlier says later on, it's your idea, even the weekday shouldn't light with it, not dafka on Shabbos. Tosfos seems like a blaib shver. Tal chayra, even on the weekday should be awesome. And then some say that the reason why Shabbos is worse is because Shabbos he'll hesitate to, you know, knock out the fire if it starts burning, and it's worse. In the weekday he'll just be careful, but on Shabbos it's a little harder to be careful. The Gemara ends up with a story that's negeya to off. It's a shviger story. There was a certain shviger that did not like her daughter-in-law. Omrelei. So she told the daughter-in-law, I have an idea for you. You want to look nice? Zilikasha mishchud afarsama. Put on yourself, smear yourself with oil, this balsam oil, that's very good smelling. It's like perfume. Put this on. Be mekash yourself with that. So of course, you listen to her shviger. Ozla ikshit. Ki also, when she came, I'm like, oh, very good. You know, you smell very good. Zil isishraga. Go light in there. Ozla isishraga. She lit in there. And we, as we said, this shemen just blows up. It's very flammable. In fakwa nura, it lit her up vachalte, and she died. Mamish, the shviger killed the daughter-in-law, peldega maisa. But we bring this maisa to show that shemen afarsama is very flammable. And that's like Gemara said, there's two reasons why you shouldn't light it on Shabbos. First of all, it's flammable. And number two, because the gzeira may be in stopic menu, it will be over on the isser of mechabeh.